Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. All of us face challenges in life, big ones, small ones, and challenges in between. In fact, there are days when life can seem like a constant struggle to keep all the juggling balls in the air before they come crashing down on your head.
Well, after years of weathering those kinds of challenges, Lake Effect essayist Linda Benjamin says she's learned a few things.
I was trying to think of the most important qualities people could have in life. And I thought about ways people I know have survived the many changes that life always provides. I'd often thought of myself as the punch clown toy I remember from my kids' growing up years. You could punch it down, but it was always popping back up again. I thought of myself as a survivor, but being a survivor didn't spare me the challenging changes life almost always brings. And like most people, I wasn't so positive I would survive during stressful times in my life. Even positive changes can be stressful. A new house, a marriage, a baby. But like it or not, life is always changing. Often it changes so gradually we don't even notice. Recently, at my high school class reunion, it was interesting to see the people who may have been snooty in high school be nice to the people they may have felt superior to for one reason or another. Life had a way of humbling us with its changes. Almost all of us now in our 60s had come through certain losses. Some of us were dealing with caregiving for a parent or a partner. Others with our own health issues, and most of us have survived the loss of parents or sustained unexpected financial losses. Never easy, but especially challenging in our older years. Attitude is important, but attitude is about how we think. Support systems of partners and families and friends are keys to adjustment as well. But flexibility seems to be a really key quality in weathering change. And the only way to develop flexibility is to practice. Because I had to practice as a single mom, as a woman who needed to move, I had to make changes, be flexible. Yes, I could move from a big house to a tiny apartment, move from one state to another, change my job if need be. And it was in my 60s that I profited from all that flexibility practice. It's not that I wasn't afraid, but my earlier experiences taught me that something unexpected and good seemed to come my way just to show me that if I could be flexible, life would do its part. An apartment opening in a friend's building, a new job when I needed to move, old friends and new ones when I most needed them. All of these came just in the nick of time, as if I'd placed an order with my guardian angels. Like any fear in life, if we avoid the object of our fear, whether it's driving or flying or moving or being alone, the fear gets worse. I think of Frances, who surprised her family when her husband Phil died. Both of them were in their late 60s then. But Frances began to find she could do many things she never believed she could, as Phil always did them. Of course, she missed Phil, but she found new ways to enjoy her life, and she seemed happy right up to her death at 90-something. What are our choices? We may not like the adjustments we have to make in life, and they may not be decisions we would have chosen if we'd been given the choice. Problems? Everybody's got them. As the saying goes, let go or be dragged. I might add, be patient with yourself. Even if you are flexible, integrating change takes time.
Lake Effect essayist Linda Benjamin calls her series for us Psychobabble. She's a clinical social worker in private practice in Milwaukee. And that's all the time we have for today's edition of the show. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. So glad you could listen today. And I sure hope you'll tune in again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. We are your NPR station in Milwaukee.
Fresh air comes your way next, so stay tuned. It's 11 o'clock.